Hi, welcome to the podcast, How to Tips to Live Lean. Lean stands for L equals lifestyle, E equals exercise, A equals attitude, and N equals nutrition. So as we continue on our journey as exploring plant-based eating, today's topic is kickstart your plant-based lifestyle. So, in order to be successful in adopting a plant-based lifestyle, it is recommended to take small steps so that you have the opportunity to adopt and maintain new habits. Slow and steady is a great strategy to form new habits. Step 1. Choose your type of plant-based nutrition. As I mentioned earlier, a spectrum of plant-based eating is available to you. Start by identifying what you would like to change in your nutrition. Considering that your nutrition will be mainly coming from plants, your options are one of these four types of plant-based eating lifestyle is 1, a strict plant-based nutrition, which is vegan. With the strict plant-based nutrition, you are not going to consume any meat, fish, or any animal products such as dairy, foods, honey, or eggs. The vegetable plant-based nutrition. In a vegetarian plant-based nutrition, you will be able to consume eggs, milk, cheese, and other products of animals, but no meat or fish. The pescatarian plant-based nutrition. The pescatarian plant-based nutrition is similar to the vegetarian one, but it includes fish. That would mean that your nutrition includes plant-based food, eggs, milk, cheese, fish, and other products of animals, but no meat. The fourth type is the flexitarian plant-based nutrition. This option is great for individuals who would like to slowly move into plant-based eating without fully committing to never eat meat again. In the plant-based nutrition option, your meals will have a large portion of plant-based food. In addition to small portions of eggs or dairy foods, and on occasion include meat, fish, seafood, or poultry. Some individuals in that category have adopted the Meatless Mondays to reduce their consumption of animal protein. Is it hard for you to decide? If so, let me ask you this question. On a scale of 1, not ready, to 10, let's do this, how ready are you to make a change in your nutrition? So, if you said anywhere is between 1 and 5, like try option 4. But if you said 6 to 10, try option 2 and see if you can stick with it. Maybe give yourself a month to season to your new change. For example, stop purchasing meat products when you go to the grocery. Finish eating all of the animal food in your fridge and freezer. We wouldn't want to cause food waste, especially if you are choosing plant-based eating because of environmental benefits. So step 2 is adapt your grocery. In order to ease yourself into plant-based eating, try to slowly increase the amount of plant-based food on your grocery list and stop purchasing animal protein and dairy products. Stock up on cans of legumes such as black beans or chickpeas, since they are fast and easy ingredients to add to so many recipes. Just make sure that they are not full of sugar or of salt. When purchasing vegetables in cans, instead of selecting fresh ones, make sure to read the label and avoid added sugar or salt. You can pick a no or low salt option. In addition, you can also select frozen vegetables like peas or corn. The same with apples. Make sure to read the label. Some frozen food has added sugar, salt, and butter. You can start by taking a look at the labels on the products that you have in your pantry and in your freezer. This might require a bit more shopping time at first, but eventually you will learn which brand is the healthiest. Here are some examples of items that could be on your plant-based grocery list. For fruits, think apples, apricot, bananas, blackberries, blueberries, cantaloupe, cherries, grapefruit, grapes, honeydew, kiwis, lemons, limes, nectarines, oranges, peaches, pears, plums, raspberries, strawberries, kiwi, and watermelon. Some vegetable ideas would be like asparagus, avocado, beets, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, cauliflower, celery, corn, cucumbers, eggplant, garlic, green beans, lettuce and greens, mushrooms, okra, onions, squash, spinach, and tomatoes, sweet peppers, jalapenos, chilies, potatoes, spinach, squash, zucchini, and sweet potato. So for some grains would be basmati rice, jasmine rice, brown rice, white rice, wild rice, arborero or orzo rice, farro, quinoa, tabu, couscous, barley, rolled oat, and steel-cut oat. Some other types of legumes and nuts are chickpeas, pinto beans, lentils, split peas, mung beans, red kidney beans, soybeans, black beans, white beans, pecans, cashews, peanuts, walnuts, alfalfa sprouts, and carob. Some spices would be basil, black pepper, bay leaf, cilantro, cinnamon, cumin, curry, garlic, ginger, mint, oregano, paprika, parsley, red pepper, salt, turmeric, vanilla extract. And some others are like vegan sour cream, vegan mayonnaise, vegan bread and wraps, whole grains mustard, brown cereals, honey, maple syrup, peanut butter, almond milk, coconut oil, olive oil, hummus, and tahini. So in step three, for plan your meals. One of the most difficult parts about adapting to a plant-based eating is to adapt new habits in the kitchen. Instead of having burgers or roasted chicken for dinner, you have to find new ways to cook and bring more plant-based food at your table. If you are going to try the vegan approach, breakfast might be the most difficult to adapt, especially if you are used to eating eggs in the morning. It is strongly recommended to try new recipes as opposed to try to adapt your old recipes to a plant-based nutrition. For example, a plant-based mac and cheese is hard to make. In the regular dish, cheese is the main ingredient, and plant-based cheese is far from having the same taste and texture. Here are a few ideas of meals you can plan for each meal. If you're going for the strict plant-based nutrition, make sure to select items that are vegan-friendly for the bread, wraps, mayonnaise, and other condiments. Let's take a look at breakfast. Breakfast can be difficult when you are used to bacon and egg type of breakfast. Try to keep it to fruits, brown cereal and oat cereals, and vegan bread in the house. That way, you will have quick options when you don't have time to think too much about what you have to make. So let's look at some breakfast ideas. You could have brown cereals with bananas and plant-based milk. This will be a winner for your fiber intake. Oatmeal in a jar. I'm going to give you that recipe next episode. Vegan bread with natural peanut butter and no sugar added jam. Fruit salad, hummus and pita bread. Let's take a look at what a typical lunch could possibly have. If your usual lunch is deli meat sandwiches, you are going to have a bit of a transition for meal planning. In general, many plant-based options can be quick and made in advance. Think salad in a jar, which in the next chapter, I'm going to give you some recipes of salads, wraps, and soups that you can make for your lunch. And then, of course, dinner. In general, dinner is a time when individuals spend more time with family and friends. A plant-based dinner can be a combination of vegetables, grains, and legumes. Here is a few examples. Think veggie burger with sweet potato fries, a vegetable, black beans, and rice stir fry, rice and beans with plantains. I'm going to give you that recipe as well in the next session. Think grain bowls and risotto with roasted vegetables. Step four, let's do this. The best way to start plant-based eating is to start with small steps now. Choose a day this week when you want to have a plant-based nutrition day. That day will be the beginning of your journey in plant-based eating. Once you've chosen a date, pick your recipes. I'm going to give you some really good recipes in the next episode, so you'll have a few ideas of recipes that you can get started with. So if you are enjoying listening to this podcast, please share the link, How to Tips to Live Lean, and it's featured on Anchor and other podcast platforms. So share with others who are interested in learning more about adopting a plant-based eating lifestyle option. And would you be interested in receiving the podcast notes? If so, send me a voice message through the podcast app at Anchor, and it will automatically send me a voicemail. Or you can email me at Shelley, Shelly, at Energized, Energerized, and Elevated, Elevated.com. So that's Shelley at Energized and Elevated.com to get on the mailing list. Or you can also text 503-753-3394 and tell me that you're interested in the podcast show notes. And you'll receive all the show notes and nicely, conveniently located to in your inbox or text message. And thank you for joining me here today, and we will see you next time when we talk about our next subject, which is going to be the plant-based recipes. Till then, take care and God bless.